You're listening to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Here at WYSO, we don't usually do stories about ourselves. It's an obvious conflict of interest, after all. But for today's Why So Curious investigation, we're making an exception. Several listeners asked why the Why So signal tends to be spotty on 75 South heading toward Cincinnati. And our answer happens to coincide with some big news that we're actually improving that signal significantly. WYSO's Juliet Fromholt breaks it down. And full disclosure, this story is by and about WYSO.
The first thing you should know about WYSO signal is that it's directional. So if you look at a map of our coverage area, it's not a perfect circle with our tower at the center.
Well, the pattern looks a little bit like a kidney bean with a null towards the east.
That's WYSO's chief engineer, Jim Stitt. He's been working on a solution to the signal issues, but first, let's take a listen to the problem itself.
In the communist takeover, and
back in December, I took a drive down to Cincinnati and recorded what my radio sounded like as I merged onto I-75 South from downtown Dayton.
Will promote authorized travel and improve people-to-people contact.
There's one major factor that makes WYSO go from this to that.
People-to-people contact.
It's line of sight, which is a pretty simple concept. Remember that scene from The Lion King where Simba and his father are on top of Pride Rock?
Everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Wow.
The higher up you go, the farther you can see. Or for us, the farther our FM signal can extend outward. So a taller tower means broader line of sight and a wider reach. But on the ground, all kinds of things can still interfere, especially in the case of the Miami Valley, because it is, in fact, a valley that runs right through the Dayton metro area. Trees and hills and concrete buildings inside that valley can block an FM signal's line of sight coming from the broadcast tower. Jim Stitt again.
So the way to get the best FM reception is to move a tower as close as possible to the center of population with a tower that's as tall as possible so that the signal then can penetrate down into the valleys and so forth and minimize the reflections and other problems.
Stitt is describing the solution to the signal problem that he and his team have been working on for quite a while. Moving WYSO's antenna from our old tower near our studios in Yellow Springs, to a tower in Bellbrook near 675. Our new tower is actually just new to us. It's already used for communications throughout the region, but WYSO had to do some construction before we could start broadcasting there.
We have to put in the electrical utilities from DP&L, telephone lines and so forth, the modifications to the tower, and then, of course, install the antenna on this tower, do all the testing and wiring.
When Stitt says modifications to the new tower, he's talking about making it even taller.
So we essentially put a 50-foot, 12-inch diameter steel pylon on the top of that existing tower to hold our broadcast antenna.
Our new tower is 500 feet tall and sits at a higher elevation. This improves our signal's line of sight. WYSO is now stronger in the core Miami Valley. And those trees and hills and concrete buildings won't completely block out the signal anymore. And our signal will reach farther south down the I-75 corridor heading into Cincinnati, which means there are 500,000 new people that WYSO could reach. And for the over 100,000 vehicles traveling down I-75 South every day, it's hopefully going to sound a lot better. Juliet Fromholt, WYSO.
Thanks to Rick Beck, Tom Townsend, and Susan Meyer for submitting their questions about our signal to Why So Curious. Our series takes on your curiosities about the Miami Valley. If you have your own question about something other than WYSO, say the Miami Valley's people or history, ask us on our website at WYSO.org.